Boran Taf, Samach Tesem, at Beis. Tanine Lohot Tone Rabono, Hamishne Zaraye, Tordis Baraise. Shoite Vekotten, Shemosu Noshim, Umeisu Nishisayim Pturois Minachalitze Minahibu. The Baraisa says that there's no issues whatsoever with a shayta, and therefore, if they die, there's no din chalitza or yibum. So our Mishnah says the same thing. Our Mishnah says that if a shayta, Yisrael married a bas koyim, it doesn't pass. So we see there's no issues afulu midarabon. But what does Rashi say? She's saying pturis alma ein kinyan l'shayta. Now we had the Mishnah explained that if there was a person was ma'anes and ishe, does the beard doesn't accomplish anything? If he's a Yisrael, it doesn't pass a law. If he's a kohen, it's not machu. Hare Yisrael shall bo bas kohen teichel betrume. So the Bias Yisrael doesn't pass a lot. She eats 2 months bas koin. Ibra. What if she became mu'uberes? Loisaychal. Then she's not allowed to eat truma because then it's kinorel beisavir. She's not kinorel. So the Gemara asks Amor de Kikasha, given the Ibra loisaychal, since when, if she becomes mu'uberes, she's not permitted to eat, is leichu shemo Ibra. So let us be afraid, maybe she became the Saba. Milois nan, mafrishin, oison, gimel chadoshim, shema muborisein. We learned the end of the third perek. That is, echlifu zeboze, huchlifu zeboze. There was a maise that two noshim who became muchlif by the nisuin. And Reuven was Boyer Shimon's wife, and Shimon was Boyer Reuven's wife. Because one beer is Mafrishin Ois and Gimel Chadoshim. So now, we have to wait 3 months, Shemo Muborisein. So we see, after one beer, even though perhaps it's not Shriach, or Nisha to be Nisaber after one beer, we're not talking about a beer Rishoyne that Ritva speaks about. It's also speaking about Zbor Vishon and Yishemis Aberes and Bir Vishoyne. And our Mishnah is Lavdavka speaking about a Psula. But the Gemara held, Amazoi, after one beer is not so Shriach that we should be Chayish for Shemonis Abro. Rafal Pikain, the Mishnah says that there was one beer, and if she became Nisabro, So the children are mamzerim, so we chayish shema nisabro, and we mafrish them gimul chadoshe. Oma rabbe baravune liyuksin chashosh. Meikar adin, you don't have to be chayish. It's a milsa deloy shchiche, but by yuksin chashosh. The trume loy chashosh. The trume loy chashosh. And the Ritva Vavta Reina Vort by Memeson, the Baskoyin is a chazoke. She was permitted to eat Trume till the beer. Now we're claiming a Shaila, did this beer make her that she can eat Trume? So you still on the chazoke. So there's a difference between Trume and Yuchsen. You're telling me that for Truma they weren't Chayish? They weren't Chayish for Milsa de Loi Shriche? Barsani, we learned in a Baraisa. Hareza Gitech Sha'achas Koidem Le Misosi. Asura Lechel Betruma Miyat. That if a person gave his wife a get, he's a Kohen, she's a Bas Yisrael, he said the get should be Chal, 1 hour before I'm going to die. So asur alecho betrume miyat, so she's also from now on to eat trume, because we're chayish, maybe this is the sha'achas koidem misose. So, so, a gewaldige Nusser, de Leuschiche, again, you have a Shira Chazoke, that she was permitted to eat Trume till now, the Nusser, de Leuschiche, that he should die in the next hour, the Af Alpi came, they were Chayish. So, Mamele, so why aren't you Chayish over here? Maybe she became Mubaras with the Chazoke, with the Nusser, de Leuschiche. You see, by Trume also Chayish. Full of my milsad leishchicha with a chazok. Ella omar rabbe barafune benisuyin chashoshe ubiznus leichashoshe. Anu teretz. No. Teretz is not trume in yuchsin. The teretz is that our Mishnah is speaking about znus. And by znus we have a klal that ishe mezane misapeches a mezane. That when she's mezane, she doesn't want to become the saba. So she's misapach. So she's successful that she won't become misaba. So Mamela, so over there by Nisuin, she thought this was her husband. She wanted to become misaba. So even though perhaps it's loishchicha that from one beer she should become misaba, Abba Kaponim, we're chayish for them. Masha'in Kain, our Mishnah is speaking about her Einus Ramafatah. So she does not want to become misaber. Is memele? So she was misaper. So memele, if she was misaper, you don't have to declare a shayla that she was misaber. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Kiven di pshitolom de ibram rinen lo loy soichal amayk toni mas nisen. Yisro abo abas koim bo inis apiti toicha leiche shema ibro. Milo isna beperk daladachin gabi noshim shohuchlefu bishas nisosim lochupem afrishin ois mebalem gimol chadoshim shema moboresai bablodis mamzeirim. Ubi inin habchone bein blad kosh le blad posa alme lechode bie chayshini warchayish vachode bie maybe she became the sabbat. So the Gemara says, Leyuxin Chashosho. Male also Leyuxin, Lochush Lebiya Achas Lesapek. This is a Maila. Sachshash Baalme, but by Yuxin they were Machma. So, but by Truma were not Machma for Dvorim de Leishrichim. So the Gemara says, it's not true. Arei Zagitech Koyin Labas Yisrael. Asur alecho betrume miyad, achorshat amrinim, hashto mayis, he might die. Alma oschi lo misofik, we asked even by a sofik to loishchicha. Elo oma rabbe, leiteime letrume leichoshosh, udevade chashine lesveikem, vizicha chayish vo sofik, alatritz, lepilche delel hochi. The kasha with them as follows. Binisuin kegoin shenis chalfum. Bechnisosan lechupe there was nisuin choshushur shema nisabo. Baholoi hofcho. She wasn't misapa. Abo biznus loichoshoshe kedekaimlon isha mizana misapechas kedeisha leitisaba. Hilkach leke sofik. There's no sofik. Shizicha wasn't nisaba. Let us see Taisvis, Biznus Lecha Shoshik, the Perish Bekuntres, the Isha Mizane, Misapeches, Kadesha Leitisabe. The Shoite Nami, now Taisvis says, Amoyra de Kekasha, the Mishnah says three cases. The third case is Ashoite, no, Ashoite is not Znus, Ashoite is Nisuin. Nami Afo Pisha Nises Loi Misapeches, Bein Reutza Liisaber Mimenu. Fishi Yereye, Shaloi Tuchal Sovloi, Kedamrina Beperi Kheresh, Nodam Dorim Mochosh Bekvifa Achas. Lachayot Taisim seems to be saying, she's afraid she won't be able to be Sovel this Shaita, so it's better not to have children with him. So she's Misapach. So Memele, so that's now in Obshatma Mishneh. And but if there's taka a legitimate chash, we're chayish. So the Gemara says, "Ubenisuin michoshoshu." So you're telling me by benisuin there is a chash, there's a legitimate chash, is choshoshu. Basanya, we learned a baraisa, baskoyin shenish says li Yisrael. A baskoyin that married a Yisrael, umeis. Nishes li Yisrael means the maiden is suin, and she was nivol that day, umeis, and he was meis yoim chuposoi, after the beer. Is teveles, so she's permitted to tevel herself. Vaychelas betrumalar, or she should, I'm sorry, she's tevel herself, vaychelas betrumalar. That means that, by getting married to this Yisrael, she was unable to eat trume. Now the Yisrael, her husband died, so now she's permitted to eat trume. But, she's a tmeya. Is teveles veicheles betrumalaret. So she tevels herself veicheles betrumalaret when she eats trume. So al koponim. Now, why is she permitted to eat truma be'erev? Maybe she became nisaber. Maybe this is not znus. This is nisuin. Nisuin v'chayish v'ibo. Stam ze eshtikol ha'or l'chayre. She's an oinon or an avela. Avelas yem rishin. L'chayre, how she permitted to table herself. So it would seem from this that Tvila does not go into the Isarachitza. The Isarachitza, which I'm tainig, is also by an oval. Tvila would seem, maybe it's a Tvila Lutzairach mitzvah, it's Achilas Trumas a mitzvah. But Al Kaponim, it seems that is no problem over here. The Gemara is another problem. Why is she permitted to eat Truma? Maybe she's Nisaba. Omar Rav Chizde Teveles Voicheles Adaboy. He says, no, that what she eats Trume is she doesn't eat Trume Keseida. She's permitted to eat Trume till 40 days. And then she stops eating Trume. And what's the inyan of 40 days? Is Mamanush. The Eloi Ma'abre. If she's not Muberes, Eloi Ma'abre. So she's not Muberes. So there's no problem. So she's zichalat itume. The ima abre, and if she is muberes, ad arboim maya baalmehi. But till 40 days is maya baalme. So if it's maya baalme, so she's permitted to itume. That's not called when mamayet abas koyim. Shenis abro is not permitted to itume because she's not kinurel. That is dafke when the uber already has some sort of a tzure. But the first 40 days that it's maya baume, she's still kinurel. She doesn't have a shame uberes that will pass a lot from tume. So memela, so a fellow she's muberes, 40 days she's allowed to eat. Because the maya baume will not pass a lot from eating tume. So Abaye asks, so let's see the Sefer. It says, Huka Ubro B'meyel. What happens if we find out that she is Muberes from this Yisrael? Tehei Mikulkeles L'mafreye. So now, all the time, so we see now that she's Muberes from a Yisrael. So all the times she ate trume, when we were unaware that she's muberes, she'll have to pay a keren b'chaimish. So according to you, why is she mikulkeles l'mafreya the first 40 days? You tell me the first 40 days she's permitted to eat trume. So the Gemara answers, my mikulkeles ad arboim. That what it says, Mikulkeles l'mafreya, that means from when she found out she's muberes till the first 40 days, she'll have to pay keren b'chaimish, because then that ibur, when it passed the stage of Mayi Balma, that ibur passes off from eating trume. But the first 40 days, she's not permitted to eat truma because I feel like she's mubere, since it's maya ba'alme, doesn't pass a law from eating truma. Let us see Rashi. Umeis bailo bay bayoy. The day of the nisuin, her husband died. Teveles, so she tables herself, Mishumbi, Dersi, the Isha, She Yishkav, Ish, Oisa, Shikhvazo. Yetziras Avlada, Boim, so she's Tomei, so she wants to eat Trum at night, so she has to table herself by day. Yetziras Avlada, Boim, it takes 40 days for Yetziras Avlada. Tehei Mikul Keles, Lemafreya, Lesharlem, Trume, Sheochlo, Keren, Vachaymish. That she'll have to pay if she finds out that she's Muberes. So all the time she ate Trume, she'll have to pay Keren Vachaymish. Tishtakach the Zori have you. If she was Muberes, or she was Azor, Ba'ochla Trume B'Shoigik. She ate Trume B'Shoigik, so she's a Mekulkel, she have to pay. According to you, that that Maya Baume does not pass a law from Truma, Avada I call Mem Lav Zora Havia. All 40 days, she's not a Zora. So the Gemara says, Mekokelis Ad Mem. Im Ochlo La'acha Mem, if she ate Truma after the 40 days, then Mekokelis Matfeya Ad Yom Aboy. So now Rashi says, Midimetaretz Rav Chisda Oicheles Ad Arboy. She eats till 40 days. Shma Mino Meis Bala Dektoni Bebraisa Aved the Meis Boy Bayoy, that he died the day of the Nisuin. Shenosa, the Isha Etzlo, Sman Meruba, La'al Tarasura, Domo Meberes, Idrei Kvar, Aboim Yom, 40 days passed already. The Achroinim, the Rishash, Abni Nezer, they ask a Meiradik, the Mishnah Lamelech, ask a Meiradik Kashi on this Rashi. Rashi says, the previous Rashi, that if we find out that she's Muberes, she's Mekulkeles Lemafreya. What's the title Mekulkeles Lemafreya? The Shalem Keren V'Chaymish, the Trume that she ate when she was Muberes, so she's a Zoro, Rashi says. So, she'll have to pay a Keren V'Chaymish. So the Yeske Kashe, Tamua, the Reitnan, the Perig Zayin, the Trumis, Mishneh Beis, the Baskoyin, She Niseis Li Yisrael, Eine Mishalemes Es HaChaymish, L'Kul Alme. There's no such thing. That a Baskoyin, She Niseis Li Yisrael, does not pay a Chaymish. Even though she got married to an apostle, and she was Nivol apostle, also she doesn't pay a chaymish. A baskoy doesn't pay a chaymish. A baskoy is not called a zora. She's not allowed to eat it, but she doesn't pay a chaymish. What is pshat in Rashi? The Rashi says he pays a chaymish. There's a meiradik teretz from Avnei Nezer, Yeredei Toflametes, Simen Toflametes in the Chuvis. Avnei Nezer says as follows. He says, the Gemara in Krisa says, why doesn't she pay a chaymish? It says, Azor eats Trume, you pay a chaymish. Why doesn't she pay a chaymish? So the Gemara says she's not called Azor. Why is she not called Azor? Because Azor means if you always were Azor.
But that's just like we have over here. We had an argument about Skanky Seely Zor, Nida Zor, Eslami Koras. Zor means not in the middle you became a Zor, means always a Zor. That's the Taich of Zor. So Mamela, Abbas Koyin, Shenises Le Yisrael, is she not called Azor? Because she became Osati Truma. Azor means always Azor. That's the reason. So the Avnei Nezer says, he asks a Moira de Kehaora. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that if a Koyin does avoide Mechusa Begodim, so he's Chayev Misa. Because he's a Zor. Because, big day of Alayim, is Kunosam Alayim, ain't big day of Alayim, Arayuk is Zor, Zor Sheshimish Chayiv Misa. Frekta Avnei Nezer, if the translation of Zor means that always a Zor, he's not always a Zor, but before he put out big day Kun, he wasn't a Zor. Now he doesn't wear big day Kun, he is a Zor. He'll put on later, he'll become Tzrikai Zor. So, why is he called Azor? If that's from the Tznoyim of the Shem Zor, that you have to be always like this, so why is he called Azor? So, the Avnei Nezer says a very interesting Kiddush. The Avnei Nezer says that, let's go to a Bas Koyin. He says, a Bas Koyin that got married to a Yisrael. She's the same lady that she was before. No, before she wasn't married, and now she's married. So if before she was called a Bas Koyin, and now she's married, so the same lady is not called a Zor now, because the same lady before wasn't a Zor. So That's not called Azor. Azor means always Azor. So he says, Amoyer de Kechidish, clothes make a person. By Big Day Kohune, he says, in this matzev, Ein Big Day Malayim, this is a different matzev. That means, before when they're wearing the begodim, they have a shame kohen. Legabi avoide. Now when they don't wear the begodim, they don't have a shame koyim. So, there's a metzistic difference between them. This is not the same person like before. Before he's wearing big day kohune, and now he's not wearing big day kohune. So the begodim make him or break him. Pshat is the person mitzad atzmo, he's not a koyim. L'gabi avoide. Ain't big day malayim, ain't kunosam malayim. L'gabi avoide, he's not a koyim. So the begodim make him a koyim. If he doesn't have begodim, he's not a koyim. So pshat is, it's not called that before this person was a koyim, if you have to put on begodim to make him a koyim. So he says, the same inyan is, he says, there's a difference between a bas koyim that's married to a Yisrael, or a bas koyim that's nis'aba from a Yisrael. That means if she's a Bas Koyin that's married to Yisrael, so this lady before was a Bas Koyin, and now she's married to a Koyin, so she's not called Azor, because she's the same like she was before. No, she's not a Truma, that's not called Azor. But if before it was a Gufa Sreike, now it's a Gufa Malye, before, so it means this lady is never, the Muberes was never not a Zor. Before she was not a Muberes. Was a different matzev. That means it's a different, efshe you could be medame, dachsachmir, sportan, if a person was gozal, a pora Muberes, and the yoldav, it's called a shini legabi the pora. This is called a different thing. So that means this she never was a Bas Koyin. Even though she was better, she was both from a Koyin. Based on it, about Kaponim, it's called like this is a different matziv, and it's not considered that before she wasn't a Zor. Al-Kaponim, we have the, Itainis, we have the same problem, the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and just like Ein Bigdei Amaleim is called Azor, so the same thing, Abu Beres is also called Azor. It's not called that she wasn't Azor before. Zog the Gemara weiter. Itma, this is a new sugya. Habo al arusosoi beveis chomov. An orus was boil arusosoi beveis chomov, which is not a proper thing to do, but he did it. It's a kalabloi broche, asulur by the kenide, didn't make sheva broches, they didn't make nesuin, al kapone, he did it. Rav Omar havlad mamzer. And then they had a child. Rav Omar havlad mamzer. And we'll see as the sugya progresses, why is the vlad mamzer? Because, this woman, this arusa was not from the Lamed Vov Tzidkoni is, if she let herself be nivul from the orus, b'shar she was an orus, or she b'shar eirusin. So we'll see, so we can clear, maybe there's other people that also she was nivul from. And if she was nivul from someone else, that's sheklech, then she's an eishes ish, that's nivul, so avlad mams. We'll see as the sugya progresses. Ushmul omar avlad shtuki. Rashi learns pshat in our sugya that avlad mamza means that it's avadai mamza, and Shmuel says it's a sofik mamza. That's how Rashi learns pshat in our sugya, and the Ritva says Rashi forgot enough in the sugya in Kedushin that the Gemara says klol not like that. But let's not get into this problem. Let's learn the way Rashi learned that Rav says it's avadai mamza, and Shmuel says it's a sofik mamza. Omarov. So now Rove wants to explain this memra of Rav. Mistavre milse de Rav, de daime maalme. The taitch of daime, Rashi says in Soite, is means that people were speaking. They spoke a lot. Lignai. That means that people were speaking about this arusa, that she's choshud to be mizana with other people. So Memele, so we know Klo that the Oris was boil her, but she, people speak that she's choshud to be nival from other people also. Avuloi daime ma'alme, but if no one ever spoke, she was not, no one ever said that she's choshud to be mizana with other people, is basre di deisha di nulei. So then we'll zicher assume, I mean, so good, she's not a tzadeikis, the orus was boil up, but I mean, stamazai oistrachten, that since she was nivel from a orus, from a mela, that's a rai, she's mizana with other people. I mean, you can't jump to conclusions. This she did, that's it, but don't jump to conclusions. That's what the saw, but if it's daimim yalma, that means people are speaking about her that she's choshed from other people. Then take we start thinking seriously about it, and the vlad is a mamza. Omar Rove minoa minolo. How do I know this? That if it's loy daimim yalma, you don't think about other people. One wrong does not prove that there was other wrongs. The Ketani, we learned in our Mishnah, Yolda Teicha. It says in our Mishnah that a Kohen was born al Bas Yisrael. They had a child, so she's allowed to eat Trume because of the child. She's a son of a Kohen. A son of a Kohen is Machel Betrume. Is Kan Shoyel Aben, who says that this child comes from the Kohen? She's a emissor. Now, if she has a child from a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Trume. Now, who says that this is the child from that beer? Maybe she was Mizana with someone else also. If taka people say that she's choshe to be mezana with other people, is yolda my toichel? So why should she taka ituma? This is taka shrek. How can you understand such a thing? Elo lav minei daime, veloi daime mei alma. So kochach, you have to say, the pshat in the Mishnah is that no one ever was choshita legabe other things. And so therefore, veloi daime mei alma. Uma hosom. So now, so Rav made a kavuchayme. De lahai isure, ulahai isure. In the case of our Mishnah, so we have enough in the Mishnah. If loy daime me alme, I don't clear that she was mezana with someone else. So ma hosam de lahai isure lahai isure. In the case of our Mishnah, she was mezana with a kohen, and being mezana with someone else is the same isa like this first biya. That means I'm not jumping the gun. I'm not saying that she's choshed on more than she did. She was a pnui that was mezane, so that a klore know she did. Va'aval pi came, I don't clear she was mezane with another person. No basro di deisha din elei, I assume that the child this is, I don't jump to any conclusions. Hocho, the lahai isura lahai hetere. So in the case of Arusa Shenis Abra Bebeis Chomov, that Abarusa Bebeis Chomov, over here, being Nivr from an Orus is Anisar Darabonon, Kalabule Broche, for someone else to be Boyalo is Aisa Darais Vimeshus Ish. So that means Sarova brought a mayor de karaya. That means the chshad to be choshed someone else in our Mishnah is more understandable than to be choshed someone else by Baal Rososi Beveis Chomot. And if we see from our Mishnah that we're not choshed that she was nibble from someone else, even though the chshad is more mistava to be choshed, savadigivis, you don't have to be choshed by a bol usose beveis chomov. So therefore, we have to explain that what Rav said of Lad Mamza means it's time and Malmud. If not, Mamza, we're jumping to conclusions. People were talking that she's choshed to be mezana with other people. So Abaye told Rove, I wish to disagree with you. No, I wish to disagree with you. That if you see this woman was together with the Orus, is Mamela, you have to read between the lines. This Anhoge spells out this woman is a Prutze. And the Amrine Mida Afkere Navshal Gabi Orus Afkere Navshal Alma. No. You can't be so naive. If she was mezana with the Oris, so we have to be choshita, she was mezana with someone else also. Mida Afkere. That's. So Mamela, and therefore, as Afal Gavdloi Daime Miyalma Oma Rav Avlad Namza, the Midim Davkadavsh Gabi Oris Avkadavsh Alma. We have a problem with the Mishnah. The Mishnah, so why can she eat Trume? Masnisha Yishneim Chavushim Beveis Esrum. In a Hanami, the Mishnah is telling us Hilchus Eben Ezra, the Mishnah is telling us Hilchus Trumas. The Mishnah is just telling us that if a person was Mazan, a Koyan was Mazana with Hanisha, the Bia can be Machel, the Vlad can be Machel. Yev Zaitike Problemen, so we're making a Kimte, so we'll solve these problems. So the Mishnah is speaking about that they both were Chorvush Beveis Esrum, there was no other men around. So that's why I can rightfully assume that the blood is a kohen. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Havlad Mamza, Afalpi Sheshneim Moidim Shebo'olel, even though both of them are moide, the Oris and the Rus are both moide, he was boil, Chashinin Hoyle Prutzi, Achanami Bo'olel, V'yabro Minay, that's where Havlad Mamza, Shtuki, Sofik Mamza, the Mesafkelon, Ime Yorisu, V'kosher, Mine Shechinu, Hilkach Mamza Sofik, is that a Mamza Vade, it's a Mamza Sofik. Mistavre milse de Rav, de Mashvalei Mamzabadi, so Rashi says, Klo, according to Rav, is a Mamzabadi, de Daime Me'alm, Shachshu de Me'acherem, Shdeleke Lachshure, Kisha, so now Rashi says, no, she's Choshud Me'acherem. So, de Leke Lachshure, Kishar B'nei B'doime, Shem K'sherem, Rashi is a moiridike zach. He says, in all women, that the choshed, that the mezana with other people, afal pikein, we don't say that the children are psulim. The hosom kibin the nesuei, a woman that's tamazoi choshed, she's mezana with others, but since she's a nesuei, is roi bilis haloich acharabal. So there we have a birr of roi. So memele afilu daimim alma. Here we're speaking about an Oros Varuse. So Memele, so here, Rav held that, you don't have a Roy Bila Sacher Abal, and it's Daime Me'alme, so Memele, you have to say Zamamza. So Rava brought a Raya, Rava brought a Raya, Rava brought a raya from our Mishnah that al kochach ba loy daime me yalma yinat chayish. The time is listening yoldan usim afut abas Yisrael mikoyin. Toichel betrumim shim bno de mechzakin alay bekoyin heichidom. Ide daime name me yalma amai toichel. How shall ati trum? Who says this blood is a koyin? El alav de daime mine lechut ve koshadin alay abasre. Even though this coin isn't more of a tzaddik than anyone else, the gozel yichud shal pnuyem. Aval pikei, that what we know, we know. We don't jump to conclusions to go further. V'choshken aruse d'legabi orus heta uliyalme bisure. Zvade yeche didayme minei lechud amrinem basre shadini leilevla. That is the first Lashon of the Gemara. So the first Lashon of the Gemara says as follows, that we have a machloikis abaye verove. If I know klo, that an oris baal or usos, I know klo he was baalo, what will be the din if loy daime miyalme? What will be the din? So Abaye said, that's nothing. But Lula, people aren't talking. We can figure it out by ourselves. With the Afka Nafshel Gabi Oris, Afka Nafshel Alman, it's a Mamza according to Rab. And Rava said, no, Loi Daime Malme, Shadine Nabasre. And Rav is only speaking about Daime Malme. Ike da Amri. Now, there's a second Kimte in the machloikis of Abaye and Rove. Now I'm going to learn this Gemara the way Taisus learns Pshat na Gemara. Other Rishonim, Taisus and Asugya. Ike damri, bebo aleha, if he was boil her, kula alma le pligi de basre di de shadinele. That means, that what we had said, according to the first Lashon, by bo aleho, there's a machloikis, Abaye verove. Abaye said, mida afkere nafshe legabe orus, afkere nafshe laome. Abaya wasn't spoiled. I know it was Bala, but I know it was Bala for me, but I can assume that was Bala or someone else also. That was the first lashon. The second lashon holds, Bibaleho, in Loi Daime Me'alme, Loi Daime Me'alme, Kolaama Loi Pligi De Basre Di Dei Shadinela. Everyone holds, Bole, him you know, Klo, he was Boilo. And from someone else I don't know is Zicha Basre Di Dei Shadinela. But he's also moided to that. Vahoche Itma, the Machloikis is as follows. Not the way we had said before in the first lotion, Habo al Rusosai Beveis Chomov. Habo Rusosai Beveis Chomov means that we know he was Boyalo. Arusa She'ibro. Now we're speaking about Arusa She'ibro. Rav Omar Havlad Mamza, Ushmul Omar Havlad Shtuki, Omar Ove, Mistavre milse de Rav, de loidaimo minei vidaimo me'alma. That what Rav said, Arusa she'ibro, so Rav said, the Vlad is a mamza, so mistavre milse de Rav, de loidaimo minei vidaimo me'alma. That means, Taisus learns Pshat that we don't know that he was Boyalo. That means people speak about this Arusa that she's Mizan, period. So then Rab said, now she's Mizan, but we don't know Klo that the Oris was Boyalo. Avo, Daimo Mine. But if I know that the Oris was Boyalo, Af al Gav de Daime Ma'alme, even though people speak that she was Mizana with others, Basre de Dei Shadinale. So the Loshen is a Missal Shver, but that's what Taisva says. Taisva says, Pshat in the Gemara, that Rove said as follows, that if I know Klo, Daima Minei means that I know Klo that he was Boyalo. Is Afal Gav the Daima Ma'alma Basre Di Dei Shadinale. As long as you know that he was Boyalo. So we have him, we know he was Boyalo. People are speaking about she was Mizana with others. So I Machshel the Vlad. As long as if I don't know, but I know she was Nisab, I don't know who. So then it's a Mamzel. It could be many people, and it could, so then I assume it's a mamza. But if I know that the Oris was Boyalo, even though people are speaking she was Mizana with others, that will not pass over the Vlad. Omar Rove Menoa Minolo, Diktoni Yoldo Toichal. The Mishnah says Yoldo Toichal, and a Kohen was born on a Bas Yisrael. They had a child, she's allowed to eat whom? Echidami. Ilaima de daime minei veloi daime me'alm. If we know that he was Boyalo, and there's no kail that others, she was Mizana with others, tzrichel emeima de teichel. So the mission is to tell us she eats whom? It's poshet, that's olive base. Elola de daime nami me'alm. That means the Mishnah is speaking about that it's daima nami mi'alma. That people spoke that she was Mizana with others. But I know he was Boyalo. That I know. So, mahosom, the lahai isura, lahai isura. The case of our mission, there's no difference between this coin and any other person. It's also for everyone to be Boyalo Pnuya. Is Basrei Di Dei Shadinele, we say that it's his child because we know he was Boyalo, and the others is only gossip what people are speaking. Is Hocho. So in the case of Machlokes Rav Shmuel, the Lahai Yisur, Lahai Teire, If here I know that for the Oros it's mutam, for the Welt it's also loikolshke. So avade givis, the Vlad will not be a mamza. So Abaye said, no. That means, if it's daimim me'almim, if there's gossip that she was mezana with others, then we're chayish of the bia of others. And in the case of Rav, be a mamza vada. The Mishnah is speaking about the loydai meklal, that there was never any gossip that she was mizana with someone else. And this I know, this coin was boleh. So then I say that, then I can assume that this is the son of the coin. It's bekitzer. The difference between the first Losh and the second Losh, according to Tosfos, is as follows. If it was a vadai bia from one person, and no one, and there was no gossip about anyone else. So according to the first Losh, Abaye held the blood as a mamza, mida afkir legabi hai, afkir legabi hai. That's what Abaye held. And Rava said no. According to the second lotion, no. In such a case, everyone holds that Shadin and Abasrei. If he was boil on, and there's no gossip about anyone else, so then it's zicher Shadin and Abasrei, if it's according to Abaye. Now the shaila is, what will be if it's daime me'alme, if people say this gossip that she was mezana with others? So according to the first lashon, Rove held it's a mamza. According to the second lashon, no, it's not a mamza. Since you know that he was boyel ha, and the others is only gossip, so lamaisa yishadin and abasrei. And Rove says, and Abaye says, no, since it's daime me'alme, so the Vlad is a mamza, and in the case of the Mishnah, won't be able to eat Truman. So before we go back to Tosis, let us see the top Tosis on the Ayin Amud Aleph. Avo daimo minei, afal gav, the daimo nami me'alme. This was Rove the second Lashon, boso di day shadinele. Perish, daima minei, shebo leo bevadai. That's the type daima minei. V'daima ma'alme, haine shemra. That's what the Gemara means. Even though the Lashon is very misleading, but that's psha. Di daima minei, nami shemra ba'alme, in keima ma'isi rovim es nisen, tzake rovim being a rai from the Mishnah, Tohosam Boaler Vade. The Mishnah is talking about that, the Kain was Boaler. So he knows Boaler. Mishamachi Bosse Didei Shadinele. So Al Kocho. So Taisus works backwards. So if from the Rai of Rava we see that the Rai of Rava is speaking about, you know, there was a Vadai Bile of one person. So Memele, so then he said, then you're not Chayish Afilu, people are gossiping that she was Mazana with others. So that is what Rav is speaking about over here also. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Let us finish the Rashi. Bebole kulau meloi pligi eiched amaydi sheboleo. That there's no machlokes. We'll see Tosfos means by loy daim. Tosfos says this means by loy daim me'alma. Havlad mamza, and the machlekes is by loy boale. It's only daime. Everything is daime. Havlad mamza vada the bosa ruba dalma shadin loy meinish achin have. That means if it's not vadai boale, so everyone falls into the suffix who was mezana with her, and she go bosa roy. Right people make a mamza. Hachi gassinin, hechi dom, ilayme de daime mi neve, loy daime mi alme, tzricha le meime de teichel. So the only the Mishnah tells that, alav de daime nami mi alme. Le kolshken di daime mi neve mi alme, de basre di deisha din leim. Omas nisin, bedo loy daime klal me kame yoch alav mi neve, alav mi alme, ilkach itzach lashmine de teichel, Tamrina Bahach Bi and Isabo. So Abaye said, our Mishnah is speaking about that it's Loi Daime Miyalme. And Rav says it's speaking about Daime Miyalme. Now, let us see. Taisvis. Rav Mavlad, Mamza Bepeka, so Yuxa Meforish Plutayu Begimel Gavni. And this we mentioned before, the Ritva asks, the Gemara and Kedushin says Klo, according to Rav, it's not Abam Zavadai. So this is Psakasha on our Rashi that learns Rashi says Klo and Rav, the Mavshle Mam Zavadai. Omalei Abai, Loi Lamei Moloch Afo Gav, the Loi Daime Ma'alme, Omar Rav, Avlad Mamza. So it means Abai it held in the first Loshen, even though Loi Daime Ma'alme, but it's as far as the Afkir Legabi Oris, Afkir Legabi Kulam. Life. Christian reason, because me the Afkar Navshal Gabi Yoris is Afkar Navshal Gabi Yalma. Ike the Amri Babola Kolamba Loi Pligi Perish Heche the Loi Daime Me Alme. If it's Bole, Loi Daime Me Alme, may the Abide in a blood mamza. Alohi it ma Pligi Abaye Vahova Bedaime Me Nei. That means she was Boyalo, Bedaime Me Alme is the Kail that she was Mizana with other people. Let us go further. Ha'eved poisel mishum biye, he doesn't passel al zera. My time on mako yishubile deo tiyoladu ineo, and so the vlad is not miyuches achov. Mamzer poisel umachel. We heard in the Mishnah that a mamzer is poisel umachel. That means if you have a grandson, a mamzer, so if it's a grandson from a kohen, it'll be machel, it's a grandson from a Yisrael, it'll be poisel. Ton rabon, v'zera einlo, einli ela zara, zera zara minaim, how do we know that there's no son left over, but there's a grandson, amaloyme v'zera einlo mikol mokim, stama ein ela. Einli ela zera kosha, zera posel minaim, Amaloyma bezera einlo ayinalo. So we learn out zera posel also from the einlo. So the Gemara says vafikta le zera zaro. The you use the einlo for zera zaro. So Gemara says zera zaro le yitzarich kro bnei bonim arein kibonim kitzarich kro le zera posel. The posik is the posik we need is for zera posel. Let us see, Rashiv Neibonim Areim Kebonim, Bepek Abo Yevimtai. Now let us just see, there's a Taisvus Yishonim here. The second Taisvus Yishonim, and this is God a Taisvus and Kedushin Davdalit. Zera Posel, so the Gemara Lamaisa says that the Einlo Vidarshan Zera Posel. So Taisvus has a Moiradike Kashe, but how could you have zera, you need a posik that zera posel passels? That means that, let us be megashim, that let's say a mamza was bo alabas koyim, mamza was a Yisrael, and they had a son of mamza, so the zera posel will passel. So the zera will passel. We're talking about the Zera apostles. He married. I mean, L'chayra, that's the posik. Baskein kisi almona grusha bezera ein lo. Ein li yel Zera kosha, Zera apostle minayim. So Taisa says Zera apostle lav davke. It can't be Zera apostle because elakoy as Zera zaro. The ein leim of the davke koma, the kivin the zaro, Posel, a kochel, psulin, he. Kein type gleit le auf mischem de nivsula, lot soloi me zara zara posa, ob hik sheira. So the Taisvis Yishonim says that it is speaking about that, it is speaking about not zera posa. Zera posa would mean that the husband was a mamza and they have a child a mamza. So then you don't need a posik of zera posa. So she's nivsul because she's nivul from a mamza. So koch, you have to say zera zara posa. So I once had an aore, and I found someone asked Rav Moshe this aore. My aore was as follows. We mentioned a few times, the Beis Shmuel says, if you have an isha that's nisabra bambati, so the child is meyuchis to the bal hazera, to the of. So Lachaire Taisvis is looking for a tzir that should have zera posel and she shouldn't be posel. So there's a posel to tzir. That means she was married to a mamza. The mamza was never boil her. She was nisabro bambati. So memele, so she's not posel because there was no biasiser over here. And they had a child and the child is meyuchis to the av. That's what the Mishnah, that's what the Beis Shmuel says. He's Mekayim Pirei V'Rivya. So you have a case of Zera Apostle, and she's not Apostle. So what's the problem? What's the problem? So I found someone asked this to Rav Moshe in Chayla Gimel, Ebenezer Simon Yudalev. Someone asked this, is a Ryan it with the Beis Shmuel? Taisus is Chayla Kan the Beis Shmuel. Rav Moshe wants to say a moira de kechidush, and Rav Moshe wants to say as follows. Rav Moshe wants to say that he says the din mishpachaseim lebeis habiseim is the din yichus that is only in kehanim leviim v'yisraelim. That means if you want to know what the child is, what shevet he belongs, then you go whatever the father is. The father's a kohen, he's a kohen. Father's a lady, he's a lady. But if the father's a mamzer, and the child is a mamza, that's not midina yichis. The Gemara learns out from a different posik. Haloich achar apostle, haloich achar apogum. This is a different posik in Gans. This is not midina yichis. So Rav Moshe says, that means it was nisatni, he says, in this din of haloich achar apostle, dafke would to a bia. If there was a bia, then this is an haloich achar apostle. But by nisabra ba'ambati, the child will not be. The child will not have a din mamza. The child have a din Yisrael. There's only, yichus is only kain levi Yisrael. The psul mamza is only chal if there's a bia. There's no bia, there's no psul mamza. So Melusotai says the Melusotai kasha. So how was the shaykh to have zera apostle and she shouldn't be apostle? If it was nisabra bambati, so the child is kosher. And if he was Bayalah, so she became Nifsal out the Bia of the Mamza. So therefore Tosis to say it's speaking about Zerazarum.